Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. They've designed must-have travel styles for when you need to jet. The lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit makes these shoes some of the most packable styles ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Take the Superlight Tree Runner on your next adventure. Its cushy, lightweight foam midsole supports every step, and the extra outsole traction gives you the grip to just go for it. The eucalyptus fiber upper adds next-level breathability to keep you going all day. Plus, the Superlight Tree Runner is comfortable and ready to go right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and action, it's joke time. Why did the gangster become an optometrist? Because he wanted to help people, see? That's one of my favorite jokes ever. And I finally got to use it.
Yay, I'm glad it worked out.
He's only mediocre.
Yeah, I know. Well, today, it isn't all black and white, but I can say it's a work of genius. Some other might say, how will I ever be remembered? Well, we're tough guys who are crazy about you, so falling in love isn't mean, it's like a grand old flag, busting out those USO medleys in the white heat of Yankee Doodle Dandy. Joining us today are the usual public enemies, including Kevin Angel with a dirty face, Jaeger.
Hey, is that a Caggy reference?
Great, I'm glad you paid attention. Great. Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And with us today is a roaring cavalcade of fantastic talent. In fact, it's the most people we've ever had huddled around our mics at once.
Yay! Mazel tov.
Because we're such a huge cast.
At some point, you've at least seen one of these people in something in New York. Maybe it was Chicago. White Christmas. A Chorus Line. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I thought it said Gatorade, but it says curtains.
Gatorade.
Gatorade the musical.
They love Gatorade the musical down in Florida.
Yeah.
They were dehydrated.
The Gator Bowl. They love that stuff.
Oh, God. Shrek. Mermaid. Ragtime. Lacage. Annie. Anything Goes. Seussical. And I wrote Ragtime twice, so you may have seen it more than once. It was a great production.
I saw it twice.
You went back twice, yeah.
So let's give a big broadwasted welcome to new friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
The cast of Cagney.
Yay!
The musical. I left that out. The musical.
Not the straight drama.
It's a rodeo.
It's a rodeo show. But you can follow Cagney Musical on Twitter. They're also on Instagram. You can check out their Facebook page. But I'd love for you guys to go around, say who you are, who you play in the show, as well as your social media, and what your favorite sandwich is.
Oh.
A sandwich
That's
question.
That's a new one, Brian.
Sandwich.
I was going to ask you the meaning of life, but sandwich was more fun, and usually they overlap.
Wow. Okay.
I need more wine.
My favorite sandwich is wine. So, hi, I'm Josh Walden. And
hi, Josh.
Hey. Josh.
I played Bill Cagney, the brother to James Cagney, as well as 9 other characters in the show. And on social media, I am the Josh Walden on all things, so you can find me there. And this French dip that I would get at Peter Christian's Tavern in my hometown, New London, New Hampshire.
Cool.
It is the best, and the au jus is so amazing. So that is my favorite sandwich.
Hey, I'm Bruce Sabbath. I play Jack Warner in Cagney Musical. I am the nemesis of James Cagney. The bad guy, the
bum,
mean guy.
Bum, bum.
The infamous movie mogul. And you can find me at Bruce Sabbath on Facebook, Bruce Sabbath on Instagram, Bruce Sabbath on Twitter, BruceSabbath.com. But it's Sabbath with one B, so don't get confused.
So we could find you from Friday night into Saturday.
That's right. But you have to walk and you can't turn on any lights.
Great.
I really love sandwiches. The first thing I thought of was... pastrami Reuben with Swiss cheese and brown mustard.
Sounds great.
And toasted rye. Boom. You can't
For some
that,
reason, Swiss
right?
cheese was a buzzword to everyone. Swiss.
Melted.
They were all like,
oh,
yes.
Right?
We all melted.
So good, so good.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ellen Zolezzi, and I play Willard Cagney. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
It's like NPR.
It's because I've had the first alcohol I've had... for I don't even know how long. And
you totally have NPR voice.
I had six sips of it, and now I'm schwoisted.
Don't get confused. This is not S-Town. This is
Sorry. I play 9 people. I play Willard Cagney, the wife, his wife. They stayed married.
She was supposed to be a boy.
Interesting.
Yeah, usually shows like this, you're like, and this was the first wife, but we're just going to pretend that it was...
That's a real
right.
thing.
Yeah.
No, they legit stayed married.
Yeah.
Which
today
they
is a scandal.
It's
a
total
right.
scandal.
Right.
Yeah. And there were no scandals. Which
time.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
No, that never happens. My favorite sandwich is the sandwich that I had, I want to say, at Blimpy's on a tour. And it was like a brisket melted, like a, you know, Blimpy's, they put it through
the grill
toaster.
Thing.
Yeah.
I literally have not had it since. It's been years, but I will, it, which is like.
Are there Blimpy's still open?
Something magical happened, and I fell in love with this brisket melted Swiss, maybe, sandwich.
Oh,
but
Swiss.
It had, no,
oh,
it had like
Swiss.
A, it had a dressing
Swiss.
Or something was
Swiss.
On it. I don't know, but it was the best sandwich I've ever had, and I've never been able to recreate it.
From Blimpy's?
Yes! I know! I was just as shocked about that.
That is amazing.
But I can be found on social media under my name, which is Ellen Zolezzi, and it's easy to remember because it's true.
Yes. She is Zolezzi.
My name is actually Ellen Zolezzi.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true.
Because it's
although,
true.
Do the math out there.
Although, and this is my first official announcement.
Wait, this is huge.
Yep. I am getting married.
Yay!
I just got married.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, there goes, we'll just let you guys talk.
Flowers?
I can imagine we're like, yeah.
And rum.
Well,
but I'm taking her name.
Yay!
Oh, for performing as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be my new last name, and her last name is Wright with a W.
Ellen.
That's
Wright.
A great name.
I mean, initially,
that
I thought,
so
well,
right.
I could hyphenate, but then my name would be even more hilarious. Because
so Leslie, right?
Ellen Zolezzi, right?
Right?
Question mark.
Do it.
I didn't even think about that.
Okay, my name is Jeremy Benton. Ooh, I need a sandwich. And I play Bob Hope. You may have heard of him. And also like 9 or 10 other people in the show. Why not?
I had heard of him.
You have? Oh, the Google. The kids these days, they have the YouTube. I play Bob Hope, which is actually, I think in our play, it's sort of like Puck. You know, Puck comes in and like...
What?
Stirs some up and then he leaves for a long time.
Did you say you're the Puck of Cagney?
Yes.
What is that? Or is
people,
Puck the Bob Hope of Midsummer Night?
That's true.
Oh.
Well, you know, Bob Hope, he always had those horns. I remember. He always had those little horns. No.
Wait,
magic
did you
trick?
Really think this?
Just now, it's the wrong time. It's not. I mean,
if you go and see Cagney and take everything we're saying verbatim, you'll be very disappointed.
Yeah. I actually wear shoes. I don't have hooves.
Yeah. There we go.
But no, it
because
comes
it's hard to tap with hooves.
Like,
well,
yeah.
We're,
well,
well, well, that'd be good. We're on to something.
It's hard to go heel-toe.
Well, there,
well, there's no heel or toe. It's just a cloven hoof. And we do that in the musical. He and Cagney were good friends, which, you know, I kind of didn't know that before we started rehearsing this. I didn't know that they had gone through vaudeville together, and I guess everybody tap danced in vaudeville, or you couldn't be in vaudeville. So they were good friends for a long time. What else? Oh, social media, Jeremy Benton on Facebook. My tap classes are Tap Therapy with Jeremy on Facebook.
They're
on Facebook.
Amazing.
Come, and we'll teach you to tap just like Puck.
you might need a market.
Have regular feet, cloven hooves, or whatever.
Yeah. You gotta tell us your sandwich.
Oh wait, Instagram, Jeremy Benton, Twitter. God, I never do that. Jeremy W. Benton. My website is jeremybenton.net.
I don't know
why that is. Favorite sandwich? I'm gonna mix it up and say ice cream sandwich, like a cookie dough on the
top.
Allow
it.
I will allow that as well. That's
cookie dough on the top, chocolate on the bottom, ice cream sandwich.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, maybe an Oreo ice cream.
Like a chipwich?
A chipwich, but it's an ice cream sandwich is a thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But when someone says ice cream sandwich, typically they mean like the two chocolate layers and the middle.
Oh, no,
the
I always think chipwich first.
Oh, what's a chipwich?
I'm just saying, but if you said
a chipwich would be a cookie.
Where the chocolate chip
cookie.
Oh.
And then they do
the
chocolate.
Outside.
Yeah,
the rectangular shape.
It's that thing you wanted when you went to school and your mom gave you money for like lunch.
But
and instead of buying chicken nuggets, you bought two of those.
I've had one that was like a cookie dough, and then it had ice cream, and then the bottom was like the ice cream sandwich thing.
What
but I don't know.
That sounds like it's open face.
Where
ice
were
cream
you?
Sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Open
Swiss
face
cheese.
Ice cream sandwich.
That's a Sunday.
We need to go to the Westway Diner right now.
I love the Westway. We should have been recording on the Westway. Mm-hmm. So typically our first segment is, what have you seen this week?
I saw Church and State. It's at New World Stages. Great, great, great play. It's very timely. Oh my gosh! It's if you're a political nerd like myself, you will love it. But it, you know, Church and State is sort of the name gives part of it away. There's a lot of surprises in it.
So it's a romantic comedy.
Yeah, yes, that's correct. Right? And there's tap dancing.
and you were super pumped when the Satyrs came out. You were
super
pumped.
Because nothing says Church and State like Satyrs. but you know what? It's a really, really good play. Yeah. It's an insight into what the importance of these things are, and it's a very, very good play. Everybody should check it out.
I just saw Miss Saigon.
Oh, yes.
Which I had never seen before, so it was a very magical experience for
of
me.
Of course.
So, so I was at opening night, which was, I love Broadway opening nights. They're always just the best nights, best stories, but I'd never seen Miss Saigon. I was so, so excited. And I mean, you know, it's rough.
It's a hard show.
But it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Eva's amazing. John is mind-blowingly talented.
Mm-hmm.
The talent on the stage is just incredible. The voices are incredible. And I hate to be that person, but the helicopter is so freaking cool.
That was going to be my question, was how was the helicopter?
You guys,
did a great job with the helicopter.
No, I can't, you guys, I can't describe the helicopter. And for all of you out there that have not seen it, please go see it. Like, you have to go see it.
Yeah.
Does it have propellers?
It's, okay. Okay, I will say this. It's like a Disney experience ride.
Whoa.
The whole audience is on. So there are, without giving too much away, I will say that there are speakers from the back of the house all the way to the front of the house that move.
So you feel
them. And maybe a wind machine that moves
across
the audience.
Like it's tough to be a bug, it's
4D. Like, okay, let's just...
In a tree of life.
Tree of life.
Oh my gosh.
I just got back from Disney.
We felt like, okay, so the helicopter, you guys, is so realistic that people in their seats, when it flew over our heads,
mm-hmm.
people around us were literally going,
she's ducking.
I'm ducking. She's ducking.
It's a podcast. She's ducking.
Thank you, Bruce. No, they were scooching down in their seats because we all thought we were going to be decapitated by the propeller. It's that realistic.
Cool.
It is the most mind-blowing special effect I've ever seen on a Broadway stage.
I love it.
So,
yeah.
Without giving any more away, because you have to experience it, and it'll, like, make you cry.
So the heat was on in Saigon.
Oh, snap.
I learned something actually really interesting because I, you know, the songs, you think you know the names of the songs, but you don't really. Christopher Cusick, who's a big Broadway guy, so like we go way back. So like when we were children together working on a cruise ship, we would sing solo saxophone together.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Like all the time. We were obsessed with Miss Saigon. We sang solo saxophone was our song. And then he was actually at the opening night as well. So the two of us got to have a total.
Oh my gosh.
Like Miss Saigon moment.
We did. We totally had a Miss Saigon moment. But I'm talking to my fiance right now. And I was like, oh yeah, solo saxophone. And she's like, it's not called that.
It's
like,
called
what do you
the
mean?
Last
it's,
night
it's,
of the world.
It's called
right?
solo saxophone. And she's like, no. And I was like, last night of the world. She's like, no. I was like, what's the name of the song? She's like, it's like. Chris and
oh, it's their,
it's like second song number two. I mean, all of them have like awful. It's like every Kim song is like Kim song four.
No, yeah, they're really bad.
Why?
There's the one that's called like Chris and Kim's Love Theme.
Yes!
And like, they haven't done that since
not.
Like a 70s movie when it was like the love theme from,
yeah.
from Love Story.
Oh
yeah.
No, it is.
From
it's
Cherry
actually,
to Fire.
Like, instead of solo saxophone, it's actually
really
called like Chris and Kim Sing Again.
I don't know Miss Saigon at all, so I'm getting a real lesson.
Look, my favorite was the Tams. So they have to hire these little 5-year-old kids to play this 3-year-old, you know, Tam. And so, of course, they have, you know, like they cycle through a number of Tams because 5-year-olds are tricky to kind of find the right fit. But my favorite thing is that, you know, it's like animals and kids. This is the thing, right? You know, like they say, that's the hardest
always
thing to work with. It's animals and kids. And so they get on the stage and they know the drill. They like, you know, straddle Kim and she's always on the floor, like grabbing them, which apparently is because they can't hold still. But my favorite was on opening night. She's like, she's singing to him and she's holding him. What's the song? What's the big song?
I give my life for you.
It's like Kim Song 6.
Who
you
want
to
be.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he was doing this thing where he goes into her mic and he's right up next to her and he finds her mic and he likes to cough. So it's just like, you will be who you want to be.
He's just complaining because he has no lines. See, that's the thing.
Maybe he's being choked.
This show is dated and you can tell it's dated because it was written in the late 80s, but if it were written now, Tam would have his own solo number and a tap break.
It's true.
Because 100%. They didn't realize in the 80s that 5-year-olds could actually do tap solos and sing like crazy. Like,
see, I saw Miss Saigon on tour, and I saw the yellow Power Ranger played Kim. And it was
really?
Yes, and she was fantastic. While she was singing I Give My Life For You, the kid, they like give him a coloring book, at least they did in the tour, and then he like sits down and is coloring while she's singing the song to him, and he dropped his crayon and it fell, like rolled across the stage and fell straight in the orchestra pit, and like the entire audience was just watching this crayon.
Right.
So it just rolls across because this little kid watches it and you see his face like, oh shit. No! This little kid just stared at the crayon, and then all of a sudden he just takes the book and took his finger and started, like, he was coloring with his finger. And I just was like, can we just give him a standing ovation?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That little kid made a decision as an actor at 5 years old.
That's impressive.
I dropped my prop. What do I do?
Yeah.
Finger to the paper.
Nice extend these triangular crayons. They don't roll.
Because I wouldn't have done that. I would be like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Prop.
So...
Sorry, crying.
So thumbs up for Miss Saigon?
Yes, two thumbs up.
An hour later.
Yeah. Thumbs up, Miss Saigon.
Did you see anything?
Not theater, but I'm obsessed with Feud right now.
Yeah.
On TV, Bette and Joan and Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange just having at it. So that's what I'm quite obsessed with right now.
I have not watched it yet.
Oh,
is it good?
It's just drama, and it's like a history lesson in such a gay, fabulous way.
I feel like just a lot of looks.
And and it ties into Cagney for a hot second.
Right.
Jack
Warner. Yeah, that's
Jack
right. Warner. Jack Warner.
Jack Warner.
Right?
Wow.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling you, if you love just like soap opera and just visually the colors, the costumes, and the takes that these like legends are giving you, it's just, it's like very theatrical, which I love watching stuff that's so insanely heightened.
And they're so good in it.
Oh, they're just chewing.
Yeah.
Like, every morsel of that, like, scenery and the text. And it's and Jackie Hoffman.
Yep.
Broadway.
Oh,
she's
fantastic.
She's
she,
killing
she
it.
She plays
oh,
the house.
Mamacita.
Of course she does.
Of, yeah, the, she takes care of Joan Crawford, but she had a really
that's
dramatic
amazing.
Scene yesterday.
So that's, I haven't seen anything live, but I've seen that.
So the three of us saw Cagney, which you may have heard of.
Yes.
We did.
Yes.
It's a good show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we have a couple questions for you guys.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So I noticed in...
Who is Jimmy Cagney?
No.
No.
So it is fun that we do get a lot of Cagney fans who know everything about Cagney.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of like inside Cagney stuff that goes on in the show. So
it is fun.
You know, when the breakfast table comes out and May Clark comes out and they're going to do the scene and they can see what's on the table. You literally hear everyone in the audience going like, and you can see them like hitting their dates going like, watch this,
yeah.
is going to be good.
I see a grapefruit.
Yeah, this is the grapefruit scene.
This is good.
It's funny
is it a real grapefruit in the eye?
Oh gosh, no. My eyes would be bleeding from the citrus. I really get slammed in the face with it. It's a sponge.
He hits it really hard.
I mean, Bobby and I have been doing this together since 2009, so we've really like gotten the stage combat of this particular scene down. But it's a sponge that kind of protrudes out. It's a little wet, so it's nice and soft and moist. Moist. Really hits me in the face with it, and there was a long time where I had to keep an eyebrow pencil at my dressing station backstage at my
he erased
station.
It with the grapefruit.
Because I would get off stage to get and I'd be changing for pornography and I'd have one eyebrow.
Kind of erases her like a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Just drawing it back.
That's
off.
Amazing.
Now, in terms of the book is very almost written in the style that the movies are in some places.
Mm-hmm.
How do you justify like that type of a script for a contemporary audience? Like, how do you balance out that kind of, for lack of a better term, old-timey feel?
Right. That sort of percussiveness.
Yeah.
I
and,
think
that's a good idea.
And ground it.
I mean, this is my opinion. I think because, you know, it is basically a memory play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flashback play. And it takes place, you know, it's sort of anchored with Warner's and Cagney's conversation in the wings in our storytelling in the wings at the SAG Awards where Cagney's receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award or whatever that is. And so I think when you do a memory play, I think you know flashback, you can sort of justify a little bit of heightened reality,
mm-hmm.
you know, a la every 80s sitcom that ever happened.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it goes to that world, and I think the people, the fans, the Cagney fans in the old movie, black and white movie, you know, that sort of North Atlantic speech
like
pattern.
Nebraska.
Right. Well, that sort of speaking and that crisp and that percussive.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you got really contemporary and really casual about the evening, it wouldn't have that sense that the audience is expecting, or it for the ones that are fans,
mm-hmm.
and for the people that are not fans, it would put them inside a different world than they needed to be in to have a memory play or a flashback play about the particular characters, you know, from Cagney and Warner. It all stems from their conversation, because if you know in the play structure, they're sort of arguing backstage in the wings, and then we go to what they're arguing about, or we see it and we come back to them in the middle of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it all has to be in that style, because it would be sort of jarring if you went in and out of the movies, you know, too much, and then all of a sudden we're talking around, you know, right now,
yeah.
and then we went into the movies. And people did have that air about them in that era.
Oh,
there was a little bit of, you know, Cagney, Bobby always says he got the biggest piece of inspiration and everything from Cagney, the book called Cagney on Cagney, which is Cagney in his own words, you
right.
know. And Cagney himself, having come from the Lower East Side in that time, really worked hard to pronounce things correctly and in a way sort of raise his stature, his, you know, getting out of that ghetto, that Lower East Side Irish ghetto,
mm-hmm.
And working on articulating and having good diction, you know. And you'll hear Bobby do that in the show, and he sprinkles it in so it doesn't sound like too much.
Yeah.
But I think that's where a lot of that comes from. And plus, people coming that are old movie fans, you know, you walk into the theater and it looks like you're at an old movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're expecting that type of style, that the style of acting that evening.
It's a little heightened.
Yeah.
And also the book has been pared down so much. I mean, there's almost no wasted words. So, like, every word in the book is there for a reason. If it weren't, they would have cut it. So like, I have a line in one of the SAG scenes, which is, you know, Jimmy, you were the only one I ever gave a new contract to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, every word in that sentence is pushed almost, because each word is there for a reason.
Yeah.
And
the fat has been completely trimmed from this script, because we, in previews, our director, Bill Castellino, like, we really worked hard to trim all of this, because the conundrum of bio musicals is that you always have way too much material to have a pleasant evening in the theater.
Right.
All of a sudden you look down and you've been there for 5 hours.
Yeah.
You're like,
although,
you're like,
and we're not even halfway through.
Right. Right.
Let's play a game. Because I know
yay!
A game.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I know Kimberly.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
if anyone didn't see that out there.
No one saw it. It's a podcast.
She's just buzzed.
This chair was crooked. Yes.
I don't usually get out of low chairs to
no,
go sit on the floor to explain games.
No, I understand. How's your but knee? Is your knee does. Okay? Is your knee all right?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's been through worse. I have a round of the match game. Do you guys know the match game?
No.
Like
the
game show.
Correct.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Is that the right song?
Are you
going to
find love in this room tonight?
No, not the dating game.
Oh.
You're engaged.
Whoa!
Buy each other a Coca-Cola.
So in Match Game, we have two contestants. Their names are Brian and Kevin. They're sitting right here. And we have a celebrity panel.
Yay!
In the first round, each of our contestants will be given a sentence with one blank word.
Yeah.
You will each fill out on your piece of paper what you think would fill into that blank most appropriately or most funny,
yeah,
but also what would match whatever the contestant says.
Gotcha.
Brian will go first because I decided.
Yes.
So Brian will fill in the blank. You guys will each take a minute to write down what you think goes in the blank. Once you all have your answers in, Brian will say what he thinks goes into the blank, and then all four of you will say your answer. If any of you match Brian, he gets a point.
Oh.
Then we go to Kevin again.
So we try to guess what he'll think.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We're trying to help.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. We don't want
usually
to
there's like that
up.
One like color
right.
commentary.
We don't want
this
to lose, right?
Right.
No.
But it
unless you hate him in the hour
yes.
you've spent
oh, well,
together. So.
And that's usually the case.
Wonderful. Pick. Would you like sentence A or sentence B?
I'm going to go with sentence B because I'm Brian.
Oh.
Wonderful.
You don't need a reason. Just pick a sentence.
You did. Pick.
All right.
I'm drunk.
My best friend is so fashion conscious.
How fashion conscious is he?
Thank you. Whenever he goes out, he coordinates his blank with his outfit.
Oh, I'm excited. I have a good one.
Is that the song?
Sure.
I'm going to sing it.
I want to say Namanamana, but that's not it.
Muppets. I just went to the Muppets live at Hollywood Studios.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, well, it's like
the ride thing.
It's like a 3D, like
Muppets. Isn't it amazing? That's
yeah, it's still pretty cool.
And it's still there, or has it been like?
It's still there.
That's amazing. I love it.
I just went. A lot of it's gone. Great movie ride is still there.
Yeah, wait, did you see the scene from James Cagney from
Public The Great Enemy? Movie Ride?
Yeah. There's a
oh,
scene.
Oh, that is him!
That's the big moment where they get stopped and the person that's, like, taking on the tour starts to shoot with him.
So I was right when I sat down and I said, this looks like The Great Movie Ride in the theater tonight.
You're exactly right. Right.
Right. I'm going to go with underwear.
So Brian's answer is, my best friend is so fashion conscious, wherever he goes out, he coordinates his underwear with his outfit.
Nice.
And let's see it.
And I said, not underwear, I said cell phone case.
Oh! With
that
the times.
Was a good one.
I thought that's what he would...
I said Merkin.
I'm glad you thought that.
What a great word.
I guess welcome to 1896.
It can come however you want. In any shape.
What a great word.
Welcome to 1896.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So far, we're not doing so well. I said dog.
Oh.
You know, that was going to be my second answer, but I didn't choose it, so it doesn't count.
After well, if your best friend had a dog, he would do that.
True.
We both know Jay.
True.
Okay.
We're all waiting on you, sir.
Oh, I said his date.
Oh.
Like, so, like, you'd probably be like, you're wearing this.
So this is going well for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm your best friend's date.
Yeah,
so.
True.
I'll take sentence A because I'm awesome. I know.
All right. Kevin's, it's not a question, it's a sentence.
Yeah.
Ronnie is a master salesman. He can sell dance lessons to blank.
That was quick. Are you done?
I'm ready.
Oh.
Ellen!
I had to say Tibetan monks.
Obviously.
Like she had to say Merkin.
No, I had to say it because that's actually a review that Cagney the Musical received.
That's right.
Josh Bergasz's choreography could sell tap lessons to
Tibetan monks.
Oh,
that's
nice.
True.
Oh.
That's true.
That's true.
I mean, that's true that someone said that.
we should also mention, we haven't really talked about it, but the not only the quality of the dance, but the amount of the quality of dance in this show is fantastic.
The amount of the quality.
Thanks.
The amount of the quality.
The amount of the quality.
Yeah.
Even if the quality sucks, the amount.
And how secretively those girls in the USO
number
is so
much.
Do you have an answer?
Okay, so here's the thing. A cast of Sweat.
Oh.
I figured you probably wouldn't
Kevin,
have written down,
that.
But I thought
I did see Sweat.
You know, and I just didn't see them taking dance lessons.
You see that every day in the mirror.
Sweat, which is fantastic, by the way.
I want to see
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer Prize when he play.
Yeah, fantastic.
Ooh.
I need to get there.
Yeah, get there.
I want to go to there.
So I said nuns.
Yay!
You've all seen Sister Act. They know how to dance.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So that's like musical
theater nuns.
I know.
I'm talking about a good old real nun.
Yeah,
nun.
You're right.
She's 80.
She's not dancing.
Nuns
not
dancing. Music, not Sister
They do
yeah.
the Irish
not
sound step
music.
Dancing.
What?
They do the Irish step dancing, the nuns.
Nuns do?
I think so.
They just do it so tiny.
I mean, I don't think like generic nuns do.
Dance.
I think maybe like a special like
always
nuns.
I'm talking about we're in Rome.
I don't know if they're doing the Irish...
We're in the Vatican or something.
Yeah.
Like,
Vatican workers.
So, Kevin, you've won that round.
I won!
Yay!
You get to choose if you want to do another round of that or go right to a head-to-head challenge.
Let's go right to the head-to-head challenge.
I made up a new round of match game for myself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're each going to do a head-to-head challenge.
Okay.
I need
okay.
each of you to pick a cast member from Cagney to play this round with.
Time's up.
Oh, I picked Bruce.
Yes! Bruce!
I'll go with Jeremy.
Okay.
Great.
I'll go
so
with you as well.
Thank you.
Peace be with you.
Yeah.
Right. I'll go with you.
And Ellen and
Sagan
I
reference.
Go to the bar.
Go get me a sandwich.
We're gonna go get some sandwiches. We're gonna go to Blimpie.
Blimpie's!
Whatever the question is, the answer is John F. Kennedy.
Olympies, if you'd like to sponsor this podcast.
And also bring me a sandwich.
Yes.
She's starving.
So right now you have the chance to, on one try, match the blank. Great. All right, so your sentence is, both of you, or all four of you, need to write this down.
Okay.
And then you'll show it all at the same time.
Oh.
And then we'll react and then explain to our listeners what happened.
Okay. I'm ready.
Great. So the sentence is, you know you make me wanna blank.
John F. Kennedy.
You know you make me wanna...
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Shout!
Yay!
We all got it.
So okay. I win.
Great. So do you want to all go on to the next head-to-head challenge?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to switch partners?
There's players. Yeah, let's switch partners.
Great. It's a swinging evening.
It's like a swingers party. It's great.
Wow. I'll go with Ellen.
Okay.
You're with me, sir. You ready for this?
I knew that was coming.
I need a rest.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
This phrase with one blank.
Yeah, point that, Joe.
That's right.
Are you all ready?
Yes.
One, okay.
Tap, blank.
Come on.
Done.
Don't let me down.
I might have let you down.
Uh-oh. I'm excited.
So are we ready? Everyone's ready?
3, 2, 1.
Tap that ass!
I was trying to play the right way!
You
tap
just
dance.
Said you were that
I
type
said,
of
but
partner,
then, but then
so
I was
right there. There.
But then tap dance.
Oh.
But I was told I was wrong.
Did
so
you write
I felt
dance?
Shame.
Oh, it's shoe.
Oh, okay.
I said shoe.
See, you should have picked me.
Was that right?
So the tap musical, everyone lost.
One.
I'm really sad.
Well, technically, Brian just made the wrong choice because Kevin and
ass.
Ellen both said tap that.
That.
So we,
yeah, but he was playing
so
it
I went again.
I know, so Kevin just still wins because he got that 1 point in the
Kevin
first round.
Kevin wins!
What did you say?
Tap dance!
Wait, this is off-Broadway wasted.
No, could come in handy, though.
Ooh.
I mean, Broadway's right there.
Off-Broadway
adjacent.
Yeah.
Broadway adjacent.
Broadway
adjacent.
Broadway wasted
yes.
kind of close by.
That's the end of the game. Do you want to play Hot Potato?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I have Lights of Broadway show cards in my hand.
Ooh.
Do you guys know these cards?
Are these squigs?
They're the
squigs
cards.
Yeah.
Squigs, Justin.
Okay, so I have a stack of Lights of Broadway show cards in my hand, and
okay.
I have a timer that it will be set for 1 minute.
Oh, God.
I'm going to pass this around to the group. When you get to your card, just take it out, and you're going to try and get the group to guess who you have in your hand.
Okay.
Once that card has been guessed, put it down.
Okay.
Pass to, what's this, my left?
Left.
Pass to your
clockwise,
left.
If you will.
Yeah, clockwise. Pass to your left, and it will go around Robin that away. Once the timer goes off, a la Hot Potato, whoever has the stack is out.
Oh.
Do you want to do 30-second rounds and just get down to one victor?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hunger Games
yeah.
it?
30 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
I'm
here. Or are we going to do a minute?
Okay, I start.
Kevin's going to start. Ready?
I better put my glass.
Go.
Okay, she's the first name of Garland.
Judy.
Judy.
And not O, but...
K.
Yeah?
Judy K.
There you
Judy
go.
K. Oh, that's good. All right, see how to do.
He played horse in the original Full Monty.
Nope.
Andre DeShields.
Yes.
He came to our show, Sweeney Todd, the original.
Oh, wow. Well,
Carrier.
Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Bryce Bingham.
No.
Oh,
Jefferson Mays?
Yes!
Yes!
Good job!
Whoa!
Oh, guess what I have? Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Bryce
Pinkham.
Same guy.
Pass it.
Oh, same one.
3.
He's a moot.
Oh. Hot
not
potato.
Thank God.
Oh, God.
All right,
no.
My turn.
So stressful.
Liev Schreiber.
Stressful.
All right, so now we're down to 6.
I'm wasted.
We go. Oh, this is a musical about wickets.
Wickets?
Yeah, the Wickety Wicket... Isn't that what the company
Wicked
is called? Wicked? Robert Morris. My Bobby saw the original production.
Oh, How to Succeed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Isn't it Wicked?
Yes.
Wicked
he
is the name
the
of the new
husband on Roseanne, the TV show.
John
Goodman.
Goodman.
The original Grisabella.
Betty Buckley.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bobby's idol.
Ugh.
James Cagney.
No, Joel Grey.
Joel Grey.
Oh, Joel Grey.
At least I got one.
You pressed the one.
Oh, sorry.
You can't. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Just so the audience knows.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Ellen Zaleski is failing.
Oh, that's good.
And go.
This is a Sondheim musical about a bunch of old women.
Falling.
Right.
A bunch of old women.
How old are they?
He's in Spring Awakening. He's in Significant Other right now.
Gideon Glick.
Yeah.
This is a musical with the movie with Shirley Jones and Gordon McRae.
Nope.
It's a somebody hits you hard, real good and hard, and it doesn't feel a
thing.
Carousel.
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, that
show.
That's
the monologue.
The show was.
Yeah,
the
show
was.
He's currently in Bronx Tale. He was in Bullets Over Broadway.
Nick Cordero.
Yes.
10 seconds.
His last name is sort of like a Catholic.
Genuflex?
No, she would be. She would
a
hit
cross?
You with a ruler.
None. Trevor Nunn.
Yes.
Oh, I gotta give it to Bruce. Give it to Bruce, because you're out.
That's good. Oh, no, but that's the end.
Oh,
wait,
Bruce.
So did it buzz before or after Nunn?
Right after
was
Nunn
good.
Was ending.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Who was holding the cards?
Ellen.
Oh, Ellen was already out.
I'm double out.
No, I might have. I think it, I still had it.
I think a double out means that we need to get you a Blimpy sandwich.
No, I can be
Adam Merkin.
Okay, then Bruce is gonna start.
Okay, Bruce is gonna start.
All right.
Go.
All right, this is the same guy from Bronx Tale. I don't know if we want to do that again.
Nick Cordero?
Yeah,
Nick Cordero!
Yeah, that just.
That seems
just,
weird.
Are there multiple names in there?
Yeah, these are my
doubles,
I think.
Who's
double? Brian, it's your favorite show.
Man of La Mancha.
Wow!
I know.
I like the shows are in.
He was Man in Chair.
Bob Martin.
Yeah.
Wow.
So good.
She's the bullet. She was the bullet.
Ariana DeBose.
Yes.
What?
She was the bullet in Hamilton at the end.
Oh. Oh, she's a director. Her first name is one of the biblical wives of...
Oh, is it Rachel Chavkin?
Yes, exactly. Right.
I just know what the cards are.
Two,
oh, Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Kimberly's
no!
out.
Oh!
Okay.
So is it me, Brian, and Bruce?
Sure is.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
All right, here we go.
Squigs, these cards are so awesome, Squigs.
He is, like, Sondheim's buddy who directs and writes stuff for him, including Into the Woods.
Levine?
James
Levine.
James Levine.
George
Firth. Harold
No,
Prince.
Marilyn Monroe Long.
Oh, Lonnie Price.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
In Marilyn Monroe
right.
Long.
Did anyone hear, if you watched Everybody Loves Raymond, she played... Raymond's brother's mom's.
What?
The state that Atlanta is in.
I am
in.
Too drunk.
What state
that.
Is Atlanta in?
Georgia?
Yes.
Georgia
O'Keefe?
No.
Georgia
Keith. No, not as Atlanta.
Oh, I know. She's
it's
a blonde.
It's like a 90 degree
angle.
Heat?
Georgia Engel.
Yes.
Okay. This is that same guy. He was in Merrily Rule Along. He also.
Lonnie Price.
Yes, him. You're back to.
10 seconds.
He's a choreographer. He choreographed Hello Dolly. He also choreographed...
Carlisle.
Yes.
Oh,
well, you're not ever.
The same character, same person.
Lonnie Price.
You're out.
Oh, damn it.
Damn.
I purposely didn't guess Warren Carlisle, so
I
wouldn't get a deck.
I saw your face with the evil smile.
All right, we're down to two.
All right, so it's me
and
Bruce.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm staying up.
Kevin doesn't usually win, guys.
I never won this show.
All right.
Never, ever.
Never. Go.
All right, this is the original Lola in Damn Yankees.
Gwen Verdon.
Correct.
Why did I guess that?
Yeah, it doesn't work with two people.
She's married to Danny Burstyn.
You know this. They gave this
she was in
yes.
Secret Garden. She played Lily.
Soprano Blonde.
She's
blonde.
Yeah, but I...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I can't really think of it.
Oh, come on.
She's quite the... What's her last name? She's quite the...
Oh, shut up.
You're good.
I'm serious.
I know you're blanking because
No,
that was a bad one.
I got it.
Picture her.
Princess Leia's brother.
Yeah. What?
Yes. Wait. Luke?
Oh, Rebecca Luker.
Yeah!
God damn it.
She's playing Luker.
Oh, this is the guy who's currently playing Hamilton.
What?
Hamilton. He plays Hamilton.
Oh,
he's the replacement.
Javier Muniz.
Yes.
Wait, my friend is a card?
He's a card.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Oh, my God.
She was just in falsetto.
One.
Blonde.
Too late.
Oh, Bruce is the winner. Literally, all you had to do was not
if
guess.
It went for you, I would never know how to
I didn't think that through.
I know, I was like, quite burned it! I win! Wait, no, damn it!
That was good, that was fun.
That is insane.
That is really
crazy.
Cool.
But that brings us to the end of our episode.
What?
Well, we don't.
We're out of wine. We have wine.
Yeah, exactly. We drank all the wine. But I do want to remind you that CAGNY does close on May 28th.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that you all see it beforehand. So you can grab tickets at different places like CAGNYTheMusical.com or Broadway.com, or you can get it on TodayTix. So definitely make sure you head down there. But we always wrap it up with a quote. Sometimes it's inspirational.
Sometimes it's not.
And there was distant music, simple and sublime, giving the nation a new syncopation. The people called it
ragtime.
I did mention it twice, so that's three times. But I figured he was in the movie.
Full circle. Full
yes.
CAGNY was in Ragtime, the movie, so
that's
I figured.
That's right.
But you can follow all of them on their social medias. It's too many, but you can just go back to the beginning of the episode. But it'll be on our Twitter, so you can follow that and our Instagram.
Tweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow them here. That was my Twitter robot voice.
Follow them here.
And you can follow us at Broadwasted on all social media. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, as well as our mailing list on our website, broadwasted.com. But we end every episode with the same cadence, my favorite one. We raise a glass.
Zoot-doo-wop bump.
Ah,
cheers. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
I just thought it was funny. I don't know. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm not cool enough.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.